Welcome to the Deanne Burley Show, and I'm your host, Deanne Burley. Lots of things to talk about tonight on my 3 hours. We're going to talk about some things that are going on in Illinois, things you need to know about policing. And we're going to talk about this decoration the president had enacted and how it affects us. Some of the laws that we're talking about have been going on and why we can't do anything. Well, it's within this decoration. We're going to kind of explain that. And then I want callers to call in. And we're going to have open line. Remember, call in 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I'm going to bring John on. John, are you there?
Hi, Deanne, yes.
Hey, John, how are you doing?
Well, I'm relaxing here. It's kind of nice to sit down and relax.
Yeah, it's a long, busy day, I guess, right?
That's a fact.
Every day. We're going to be talking here about something that's going on in the Chicagoland area. Folks, you know, these taxes you're paying, huge amounts of taxes in Chicago, they're right now talking about they're going to go up $300 million, $300 million on property tax, sales tax, everything you can imagine, because they're in a huge deficit. They're saying that they don't have any money, but a lot of the money is going through the city, the state, and the county is going to policing services. Policing services, which include the lockup, the jails, they're privatized, to the policing services, they're the officers on the street, the ones that are in the courtrooms. And there's some things you need to know about. Now, I'm a former deputy clerk of a court system in Illinois, and I have my habit right now is report maladies in the criminal court and what is going on, so you realize that your tax dollars are not being used properly. And that this whole tax burden that you're being hit with for property tax and everything, it might be being used to basically harm other individuals. In this case that I'm talking about today is that there have been countless numbers of cases in Illinois of police brutality. Police brutality where individuals have been killed. There were three, four cases just recently where people were in their homes. We're going to go into detail about that. And they were murdered. That's what I'm calling it, murder. And the investigation is held by the policing department itself. And then it's covered up. And then if you try to go to the judicial system on it or try to fight it, it goes nowhere. It's been going on for quite a long time, and it's getting to the point that somebody needs to really do something. It's not only in Cook County, but it's in DuPage and various other counties that people are getting along with, way with bloody murder because of rank and having the ability within their rank to do such. And then when things are done, then through clout and cover-up and conspiracy, the victims, they're left as victims. And families are never able to get clear of this victimization. Anyway, we're going to talk with our guests about it so you'll know more of what's going on. We'll be back after this break, and we'll talk more about police brutality in the Chicagoland area as hitting home where you are, too.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Hi, we're back, and this is Deanne, late night on Deanne on RBNLive.com. During the week, Monday through Friday, Truth Radio, we're simulcast on Internet Chat Cafe in South America, and we're also on Blog Talk Radio, and we are also on NowLive.com with conspiracies. All broadcasts are live in Central Standard Time, and I hope you listen to my shows. Just go on the Internet, put in a search engine, Deanne, D'ANNE, Burley, B as in boy, U-R-L-E-Y, and you can reach me. If you want to call me at all, it's 630-930-9782, 630-930-9782. Write to me at 450 Rogers Street, 2E Downers Grove, Illinois, 60515. Again, 450 Rogers Street, 2E Downers Grove, Illinois, 60515. Now, I'm going to tell you something, and we're going to invite our guests up to speak on this issue. Not too long ago in DuPage County, Illinois, there was a young African-American man. In fact, he was mixed. He was African-American and also Nigerian. He was a young man with a promising career. He was looking to go in the music industry. And he was sitting in his home in an apartment complex on Roosevelt Road. And his girlfriend, or ex-girlfriend, came by his home, and she brought a child with him. Now, they alluded in the story that that was his child, but I talked to the parents, and they said that was not his son or child. But anyway, what happened, there was an argument that instilled. The young woman went to another apartment to call the police. She started claiming that he was victimizing the young boy. They were saying that he was allegedly trying to drown the son or his the child there, who had, you know, hasn't been determined whose kid it was. But again, when the police arrived there, the young man was coming out of his bathroom. The boy was sitting on the couch. He came out, opened the door, and the police came there, and they started arguing. He had the little boy in his hand. The argument and it got intensified where the young man was arm around his back, thrown down on the ground. And from what the people that I spoke to that were there at the time it happened said that the officer shot him in the head and killed him. Now, the guy had just come out of the bathtub. There was no weapon, no gun, nothing. And he was shot in the head temple. And then behind that, they said there were SWAT teams that came on the premises. Now, this thing happened probably around in the afternoon sometime. And when I got the information, it was later in the day. And it was seeming like that information wasn't going out to the press. And they were keeping it all covered up because it was a possibility of police brutality in this. So they covered up the event, didn't notify the families, but there were people there that were there that were witnessed that had stayed at what they had saw. Now, the gentleman, again, that shot this young black man happened to be a white officer, and this happened in DuPage County. I had called the major media because I got the first hand of the story, and I gave a story to them, and they reported it for a while, and it went on blank ears. Anyway, the family had hired the law firm of Montgomery, who was part of O.J. Simpson's former lawyer's law firm here in Illinois, to handle the case. Now, they are still angry about the case, and they had sent people in to protest and march. And anyway, when they did, they was told by the family members and others that they had been victimized at these marches and, basically told to get where to go and stuff because, again, this person was running for the office of state's attorney again, and they did not want this information out. Anyway, after this case was uncovered and investigated, then it went nowhere because the police investigating themselves said there was absolutely no case of police brutality, and the thing went bye-bye. Now, the family is still suing, but I haven't heard any more, but that's one case. Then recently in the Sun-Times, you had a case where there were four officers, and two of which got in an argument, and one hired a hitman to kill the other one. Well, the bottom line was when you looked into the truth of the story, these four officers were part of this SOS team, and they were involved with victimizing people on the street, kidnapping, extortion, bribery, stealing drugs, and et cetera, et cetera. That's just one of the many stories, many, many, many stories that are going on out in the Chicagoland area. And the thing is that they investigate themselves and it goes nowhere. So I'm going to bring my guest on. And she's going to talk about what's going on Monday in regards to a march that's going on, an actual picket that's going on in regards to the nightmare on the police department. Zina, are you there?
Nazima,
are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Hi, Nazima. How are you doing?
How are you doing? Fine.
Fine.
I'm all right.
Can you tell our audience about these police brutality incidents, the ones that you sent me through email, and what is going on that brought you to having a march on Monday?
Monday is October the 22nd, which is actually the National Day of Protest Against Police Brutality. Around the country on that day, we'll be out in the streets protesting because people are tired of being victimized and criminalized by police departments, law enforcement. They've been killing our youth and criminalizing our youth at an alarming rate. And they've been planting drugs and they've been, you know, lying and covering up evidence and not telling the truth on behalf of the people whose lives have been stolen, who have been killed by law enforcement. That is our national day to protest, to resist, to urge people to wear back and to step out into the streets to raise a voice to say no more to police brutality. Just for instance, I will say in a month's time, from July the 21st to September the 21st, there were 7 people killed by law enforcement in the city of Chicago. And you have many, many cases of police brutality here, and nothing's done to the police officers. Just recently, there was a young man who was sodomized with a screwdriver And this case, this happened in sometime last year in December. And now it's out in the spotlight. He won his settlement, and they found the officers guilty. But where are the officers? They're still out there on the streets. No punishment whatsoever. And so October the 22nd, we want something done. They need to be locked up for the crimes that they have committed against the people.
Can you tell the audience, too, about the case of a young man that someone had sent me concerning him getting tasered in his home after he had come out of a bathroom?
Yes, there was a young man on the south side of Chicago who was tasered in his home. And we came to find out that his name was Jeffrey Johnson. I think a young man in his 30s. They got a horse call to come out, and they tasered him 3 times. We came to find out the young man had a metal plate in his hip. So that's like you electrocuted him. And then you carried him out there. We heard that they carried him out there with no clothes on, and then nothing done about that. So what's the reason of this tasering? Because you're actually executing people. And we need, that's something that needs to be stopped.
And then there was another case where a young man was running or something and somebody shot him in the back, a police officer.
That young man's name is Aaron Harrison. That was on the west side of Chicago. He was shot in the back. He was running from the police. They claimed that he had a gun, but actually he was pulling up his pants. And they ran. He ran into an alley. You know, on the west side of Chicago, the police are always chasing and brutalizing and criminalizing and criminalizing our youth on the west side. And he ran in the alley, and they shot him in the back of his relative's house. And so the people took to the streets. They were outraged about this. And shot in the back, and that's a fact. And where are the police? And what kind of crimes have they committed? They're killing our youth at an alarming rate, and we want that to stop.
Now, the drug plant thing, they do, and they have been involved with on the west side heavily. And then, again, if you try to address this issue with the police departments in the area, they tell you that you have to go to the OBS, which is the Office of Professional Standards. And the thing is that they investigate themselves internally, and bottom line, when they come back with the investigation, if there is a case like she had mentioned, that they find that there is police brutality, they go off the record, if it's extreme, off the record, with pay, and they might be working somewhere in closed doors where you don't see them. And then when the heat blows off, then they're back on the street, on the beat. And I think it's outrageous because, again, if they are looking into themselves, do you think for a minute that they're going to allow police brutality cases to be heard? Because then that would mean that the policing department itself is in the wrong. And if they do that, then they're obstructing citizens' rights, and it becomes a whole quagmire of things. So instead of, having a true investigation, what's going on right now is huge amounts of cover-up. Now, when you bring this stuff out, and has your organization brought this to the attention of the Devine's office in Chicago, the state's attorney there?
There's been many, many times and many marches and protests on the because of the fact of what Burge did, you know, beating confessions out of black men and wrongfully convicted on death row, and Burge was found guilty. But where is Burge now? Somewhere down in Florida, sipping on pina coladas at the taxpayer's expense, getting his pension. And so that's like saying the statute of limitation is too far gone that he can't be prosecuted. Well, he was found guilty, and we want justice.
And then there's a massive amount of things going on that, you know, like, for instance, I was hearing on the housing projects on the south side, young children, there was a young child that was on a bicycle, and somebody took his bicycle from him. And then anyway, when he was, this hot pursuit was going on, the kid went to get his bicycle, and the police tasered him, too. We'll be back, and we'll talk more with our guest after this break. Callers 800-313-9443.
Hey. Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Hi, we're back, and it's Deanne, late night on the Deanne Burley Show. And just think about it, folks. You're in your home, you know, and you have your son, daughter in the house, or you may have them outside. They might be playing outside or something, and somebody's in a hot pursuit and shoots somebody, or it could be something where your child is somewhere outside and mistaken identity, and they throw him to the ground and, you know, beat him up when he goes in the police department, and you find the child abused and whatever, and he's telling you something that they're saying that they did, and then it comes out the police department says that it wasn't that way. You weren't there. And you have no right to authority of somebody investigating other than the police department investigating themselves in regards to these hideous and horrendous crimes. And what do you think can be done? I mean, this has been going on for years out there in Chicago, is it not right?
Yeah, that's right.
So, yeah. You know, have you seen, like, over the years, any improvement in investigation, or is it getting 100% worse?
I would say it's getting 100% worse. But there was one police officer that killed a homeless guy named Joseph Gould, and they arrested him and charged him for the crime. He left the scene of the crime and got out of his car, shot him, and left. And he only served like 3 years, and because of technicalities, he was set free. And his name was Gregory Becker. And they get a slap on the wrist, and is business as usual. If they, if the city of Chicago will not file criminal charges against Burge for beating confessions out of people, you know, and putting him on death row and things of that nature, then what is that saying to the citizens in the state of Illinois?
Isn't the police brutality issue, too, going to the level of how the police are conducting business on the street as well? You know, seems to be a very high level of ticketing people of color in the city of Chicago, booting their cars, crushing their cars, all types of atrocities, you know, that are going on, you know, leading up to the level of, you know, the police grabbing people and doing things. And again, it's not only subjugated to Chicago. DuPage County is awful. You know, in Chicago it's more intensified because in DuPage there's not as many African Americans. But they have the same situation set up where they and police investigate themselves and you have no rights. And if you go to take this to the state's attorney in his documents out here, he says that he has a 90% ratio of making sure that none of these civil rights cases are going to go, you know, forth in the court system. So, you know, these are a violation of due process of law. So, you know, again, I gather, now I just want to ask you, has your organization or any of these people taken this matter up with the FBI or any other, you know, higher levels of enforcement agencies? And then again, what their, are their responses?
Well, we do work with other different groups, and we do call, like I said, it's the National Day of Protest. So on October 22nd, this protest will be going on around the country, and this will be the 12th National Day of Protest. We are getting with other groups, NAACP, and getting other activist groups involved around this issue of police brutality. So there's something's got to be done about this. We do go down to OPS. We do go down and protest at the police board meeting. But it's got to go to a higher level because, they, like you said, they just turn the other way. They don't even prosecute themselves. But when it comes to prosecuting the people on the street, they make up all kinds of stories. Racial profiling is very high all around this country.
Well, the racial profiling issue, too, you know, I've been trying to address that, and I put together an African-American defense organization because, again, you have the Anti-Defamation League and you have other agencies. But, you know, again, there is so much going on in the black community, and we need to have a legal arm on this that is a high level to put together, you know, a think tank on approaching these people. Because, again, this is a presidential election. And I would suggest that your organization bring this up to the presidential candidates because, again, they are the ones that are at a higher level of law enforcement once they become president. So, you know, if you have them before they get in the office and get them cornered on this issue, you know, maybe there is something that could be directed at the federal FBI level that they will investigate this mandatorily. I mean, and they're not doing none of these agencies right now. I was told, this is what I was told by the policing agencies out here, and that means the state's attorney, attorney general, FBI, U.S. attorney's office, they had told me that they have, as we see, fit law. So that means that if you go in and there's a situation where a black person reports something or someone else that reports something to them, it's as they see fit whether or not they're going to investigate it or handle it. And that includes cases of crimes, of extortion, fiduciary crimes, and up to murder. It's as they see fit if they investigate it. I was told that by these offices. What is your, how do you feel when I say that to you?
Well, I feel that they're the ones that need to be investigated. You know, with all the attacks that they've been made on the people, I also feel that I raise the question, who will police the police? And it's going to be up to the people in the communities to unite together to demand justice.
Well, I'm going to go to a break right now. We'll be right back with you. The caller is 800-313-9443, and we'll be right back up.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods?
Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com.
Hi, we're back and we're live on RBN, the Dan Brody Show. And I'm here talking with my guest concerning Monday, there's going to be a nationwide march, not just in Chicago, nationwide, on police brutality. It's happening all over the place, huge scales. And the thing is that the law enforcement agencies refuse to investigate these cases. And the thing is that law enforcement, as I had stated on here before, told me directly, on several occasions within the last few weeks, that they already know that the laws are as they see fit. I was told by the U.S. Attorney's Office, I called them up in regards to civil rights complaints here, and I was told by the U.S. Attorney's Office, they're paralegal, that in order for me to send a civil rights case to them, it has to go through a special screening unit. Because, again, they don't believe there's civil rights abuse. They don't believe that there's abuse of law enforcement because they seem to be beyond the law. Now, again, your tax dollars, they're charging $300 million to the people of the city of Chicago that's supposed to be paying for this huge quagmire of money that they don't have. They have a huge amount of money they're putting to people's houses, to your sales tax that you buy and purchase products. One pack of cigarettes in a machine in Chicago is $10. And they have totally policed it and caused a mechanism that you are going to be ticketed, trafficked. They have cameras in the, I talked to another woman, there's cameras in the lights in Chicago. And if you drive through there, they take a picture of your plate and they will send you a ticket in. That's what they're doing. They're making money off of us, and they're getting paid through us. And they say they don't have any money, but yet they have money to bring a gambling casino in, and they're taking the tax money and trying to buy into this thing with this situation with the Olympics coming on. But then again, it's okay for them to victimize people in the African-American community. They have been totally victimized for I don't know how long. There are people out there Hispanic. There are individuals that are white. They're not even doing anything, and then people just bust in and up on their homes, come in there, raid them for no apparent reason, and then somebody ends up harmed or dead. And this is what is coming out of your dollar and my dollar, and nobody's held accountable, and it needs to stop. Now, I want to make a suggestion, and I want to ask John to ask our guest some questions here. I want to make a suggestion to you and your organization. And as a former deputy clerk of a court, and also working at one time for one of the second largest law firms in the United States, I would say to you in recommendation, and I'm not a lawyer, I'm just saying this on an advocacy basis, what should be done. I would go to every city council meeting that they have. I would go and get a petition signed by everybody you can within each one of those communities and take those petitions to the alderman's office, because everything lays at the alderman and committeeman's office. And make a demand that on the next city council hearing that the aldermen and committeemen bring forth a city ordinance that recommends the citizen panel, separate from the city itself, investigates the police department. Then next thing I would do is when the presidential candidates come in, I would fill up the auditorium with them and make a comment and stand forth and say to them, hey, we got a bad situation here, and if you're going to become president of the United States, what are you going to do about racial profiling? What are you going to do about police brutality? And what are you going to do with this high level of tax base that's going to these privatized prisons that are locking up, incarcerating young men and putting them in jail for no reason at all? Now, the reason I'm saying this, folks, is because I used to be a good friend of Sherman Skolnick, and he was the one that cleaned up the court systems way back in the one day when they had Graylord. And I happened to be sitting in a law firm that was involved with Graylord. Now, what they were doing is this. The justices that were sitting in the judicial system in Illinois were involved with crimes where people were ending up being executed for things they had not done. There were men that were sitting on death row that had not committed any crime, and because some attorney had some money and clout or a trip or two, he went behind the back door of the judge's chamber, made a deal, and that person went to jail, and then he was executed. George Ryan came up, and he also looked in all these cases that sat in the judicial system and people that were sitting in jail on death row, and he started letting a lot of these people go because the cases were not clear to be enforced the way that they were because there was no evidence. Now, again, when he let those people go, all of a sudden he came in a quagmire because the issue that he got locked up was because of this so-called trucking scandal. But if you look in the history of the so-called Secretary of State's office that he came out of, if you go all the way back, every one of those Secretaries of State were involved with trucking scandals and worse, and none of them went to jail. So how do you have law for certain people and other people don't have any law? And then you have folks sitting in their houses minding their business, and somebody comes in and tasers them and causes them to die. It's going on. Remember Christopher Bolin? He was out there in the area of Hoffman Estates visiting his parents' home, and he was there, and he got there, and a whole bunch of people were hanging outside his house, and he happened to say, who's this? To the police department came out, and they said he was obstructing justice because he turned his back to go back to his house, and they hit him with a taser, and he went into the hospital, and then what they did was they won in court because they said he was obstructing justice because he turned his back to go in his house.
You know what?
That's what you're paying for.
Hello?
Yes.
Listen,
You know, one of the things that I do want to tell you, we do, there is a petition circling a lot, you know, going around. People are signing the petition to get to get this panel, you know, to take it out of the OPS hands and into the hands of the people to have the right to pass judgment on what these officers are doing. Also another thing is this. You know, what shed light on one of the cases, there was a young man named Anthony Porter who was 2 days away from his execution, was found innocent by student lawyers here in the city of Chicago. And that was a big turnaround, and they had to stop and question. And our groups and Campaigning and Death Penalty and many other groups went down to Springfield to address that issue. So the people are rising up to say something needs to be done about this. That's very true.
But
that's
remember, I'm telling you a secret that you need to know, because I've been involved in Chicago politics. My father was involved with Chicago politics, and you have to bring it to the alderman. You have to take it directly to him and force him to go to the city council meeting in numbers and show that there are numbers behind you and your organization, that this stuff has got to go and it's got to stop, because the taxpayers' dollar is going to this. There is no accountability. Yesterday they were talking about they're going to put cameras on the streets of stands workers because they got to watch and make sure that they're working, but yet we're supposed to be in a deficit. We're in a deficit, so how the heck are they asking for $300 million for the taxpayer and $2.40 in tax for water when they're saying they don't have any money? How they got money to pay for cameras? So the bottom
line... They find the money to put up these blue light specials all over the place, and then we ask yourself, and what communities are these cameras in? And who's policing who?
The only place I've seen them, back in the day when I used to go on the south side, I used to get on the L, and I would see these guard dogs, these police guards, the dogs that would intimidate the community like they were already in an invisible prison. Then later on, they start putting these blue cameras on, like she's talking about, in the area that flash in and out so that you will know and be intimidated that they're watching you. They don't
have
that
in any other community. That Big Brother is watching. That's right.
They don't have that in no other community. If I go on the west side, I see it. If I go on the south side, I see it. I don't see it in every community. But they do have it in other communities because they put a smaller device in. That's not
intimidating. And you can't detect it, and you don't see it. Like, you see it so visible. And the black community,
it's racism, and they're doing it because, again, the people that are in charge of this, going all the way up in the White House, don't care in regards to African-American community. And right now, I'm going to say, too, they're trying to start anything they can to cause a race riot within the black community, because if they do that, then this president will stay in the White House again. So effectively, to do anything to stop this stuff is to get in front of the alderman that is elected, paid out of your dollar, and bring him huge amounts of petitions and force him and follow him into the mayor's office when they have that city council meeting and say, uh-uh, you're not going to do that. And then I would start writing letters to the Olympic committee and tell them we don't want the Olympic until they start cleaning up Chicago.
I don't think Chicago.
I'm not like any other talk host. The only thing I can see is what is right and wrong. And this tyranny needs to stop all across the board. And the only way this is going to stop is when we, the people, start standing up and doing the thing. You're doing it right now by having this march, but you need to take it to other levels. And I'm going to bring
How
John on. John, you
field?
Have something to say here?
Well, there's two things that come to mind. Number one is the policing forces have been have been increased by the federal government funding. The towns really haven't asked for it or anything, but they say, hey, we'll give you money if you want it. You know, the next thing you know, we've got a police count, even though there's no population increase or anything. And to make sure the police are doing their job, they get a ticket book and they have to fill it every month. So now we have an increase in the number of tickets just because they've increased the number of cops. And this is all federally funded and orchestrated. Another thing, as far as the $300 million, in my little 9,000-person community, our hospital was $800 million in debt. Now, that's almost a billion dollars in a 9,000-population community. And now, I don't know who bought the city, but someone came in and they wiped the pen, and then all of a sudden, the next day, that was wiped clean. And so $300 million, that's peanuts. They have that for chicken feed in their back pockets. You've just tapped into one of his nickels. You didn't really get anywhere with him. And when the federal government wants it, especially like the Olympics, they'll have it.
And the thing is, again, this is our tax dollars they're playing with. And then on the back end, they're talking about bringing, if there's so much crime and they got to be, you know, on to the criminal, why is it that they're bringing the Olympics here anyway? I mean, if they got so much crime, is it too dangerous to have the Olympics here? Because, again, I don't understand how you could take all this money out of taxpayers, how you could incriminate people, break into their homes, don't care if these people are paying taxes, take their car from them and crush it. They're not even, the only the crushing thing is just the light part of what's going on. The big thing is that what they do is out here, they're criminalizing people driving their car. So
that's
how
right.
They criminalize the people driving the car is they stop them. If there's a headlight out, if there's a brake light out, if there's a light out over your license plate, they pull you over, send four or five levels of squad cars for black people. And you know how much money that costs to run? And then they go through your car, take your car, and pound it somewhere that comes up to like $500, $600, $700, $800. And then after they impound it, it's going on in Chicago too. And then after they impound your car, and you come out of all this quagmire and stuff, you try to get your car back, you don't have the money to get it. They either take your car and sell it on auction and make more money, but they don't have no money. Where is all this money going?
Well,
and
know,
it needs to stop because, again, we're talking about the president. If you don't do something at the local level, it's going to get worse. These police out here are being paid by us, and they're public service. Out here in the city where I live in Downers Grove, I happened to go in their municipal records, and I found out in there that says that the police operate for the village alone. They're not interested in the citizens. They operate to protect the actual village. So you're paying the village. They're supposed to be your representative. They're sitting there. They got their own police. If you attack them, then they come after you. Then there's no policing situation because you can't go to the county, can't go to the state, can't go to anybody because they all come back and say, we don't handle that. Now, how long are you going to take this, we don't handle this, and it's your money coming out of your pocket? It's 9% sales tax here in Illinois, 9%. And then it's going up 6%, 10% increase on the tax for gasoline. In fact, we're going in the winter. Who knows how much money you're going to have to pay to heat your home? They don't care. They're stealing. Stop it. We need
They've
to stop
been stealing.
It now.
If you can also, I just want to say this, you know, you can remember there was a raid in Little Village on the south side,
mm-hmm.
where there was thousands of people took to the streets to protest against the police ICE, which is a very serious issue that's going on around immigration. And in the city of Chicago, there was the largest protest that was ever held in this city. So I have to say that I have faith in the people. And I do feel that they will make a stand. They have to make a stand because we don't want our children living in fear.
I mean, and then this is another thing, too. You have little kids, black kids, sitting in school watching Officer Friendly come in there and say, bad to take drugs. And then the next thing you know, when the kid turns 11 and 12, he's a victim of the same police that he thinks is Officer Friendly. And he was thinking about becoming a police officer, and he's walking down the street, and the police continuously badger him as an African-American and get him to the point where he doesn't want to see a police officer. And he gets fearful to come out. And then he gets mad and antagonized, and he tries to fight back. That's why there's a gang issue. If you look at the history of the gangs, that's why this stuff is going on. Am I not right?
Well, they are the gangs, and that is a gang tactic that they use. They serve and protect their own selfish needs and the attacks that they made on the people. That's why we're urging people definitely on October the 22nd, join us downtown at the Federal Plaza at Adams and Dearborn.
And please
wherever
give
you're at,
number. That they can contact you, website, number, or anything, because that's very important, because this show's international, and I think it's very embarrassing that people should be talking about this in 2007, and we still have the good old boy system going on.
Yes, and it's also a shame that people are, look at what's going on down in Dena, Louisiana, where they're still hanging ropes in the trees And even in this late day and time, there are a lot of things that are going on that should not be happening at this point in time. But, yes, there is a phone number that people can contact. They get down and find out what they can do to say no to police brutality and the criminalization of our generation. And I can give you that phone number right now. Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Do you have the phone number?
The phone number is 1773-9-93-932. I'm sorry. I don't see that well. Sorry. Bear with me. 1773-932-3562.
Now, another thing I want to mention, folks, too. Attorney Jesse Trudeau, that's down in Oklahoma City, it's not only a black issue. This is happening everybody across the board.
Oh, yeah.
It's happening to everybody. Jesse Trudeau's brother was locked up in jail on an alleged bankruptcy robbery, and they thought he knew something about Oklahoma City, and the next thing he was found dead. Jesse Trudeau is fighting this issue right now, and the thing is they're trying to hide and cover up evidence with him. I could go on for days about these cases. They're sitting there quagmired in the court system because they cover it up because there's nobody watching the house. So the thing is, we need to go into these local officials, our townships, our mayors, our county officials, and make a demand to change the rule to put a public citizens a panel together to investigate law enforcement, and if they're doing anything else, it should be a law that supersedes anybody in the U.S. Attorney's Office or anything to investigate, whereas it goes directly to the directive to get them out of the office and lock them up.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your...
Hi, we're back. And it's Deanne here. And we have a caller. We got Mike in New Orleans. Mike, are you there? Marilyn, I'm sorry. Mike and Marilyn?
Oh, my teeth.
Yeah, it's close.
Okay. How are you doing?
Okay, pretty good. I always enjoy listening.
I'm going to wait for her to come back.
I'm sorry?
Hello?
Go ahead.
I can hear you now.
Okay. Yeah, I always enjoy listening to your show. You really are a compassionate person, and you care for people. And your sidekick, John, does a good job as well.
Mm-hmm.
And you always have a good topic to talk about. And I kind of want to talk about, I try not to take up too much time, and there's a couple things I want to touch on, but maybe one thing right away is you're talking about the taxes in Chicago, and I guess it's happening all over. Some places are worse than others. But here's one thing. I may have mentioned this on another time I called your show, and you probably have heard about it. But if you go to, like, a town hall meeting or confront a politician or anybody, you've probably heard about this, and forgive me if I'm being redundant, but it's called the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report. Have you heard about that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But tell the audience. I would like you to explain that.
Yeah, sure. Well, if the audience, get a pen and write this down, because you can use this to embarrass politicians in your locality or anywhere. If you go to CAFRMAN.com, CAFRMAN, and CAFR1.com. Go to either of those websites, and it'll tell you about the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report. What that is that governments, state, local, and possibly federal too, and county, they have a double set of books. They have the finances of debits and credits of taxes and expenditures. That is perfectly legitimate. That is true. The money that they take in from your taxes and shows what they spend. But then there's another report, the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report, which has millions, sometimes billions of dollars invested in the stock market, invested overseas, and invested in other things that the average person doesn't know about. So when a municipality or a city or a government of one kind or another pleads poverty, it's probably close to 100% certainty that they got a little, or more than likely a large nest egg stashed away somewhere in the stock market or annuities or something. So if you ever go to any kind of town hall meeting, and if you do your homework, if you go to those websites, CAFR1.com and CAFRMAN.com, and negotiate the website, and it'll show you what to look for, and it'll break down the terminology, get a little educated on it, it might be a way to embarrass politicians and possibly keep them from raising taxes. So I just thought I'd throw that out as a suggestion.
Well, that's very important, because see, when you bring that up, because if you bring that to the city council meeting when they're asking for $300 million or some obnoxious amount, and they claim they don't have any money, and they have to raise all this money, including property tax and stuff, when people are losing their homes left and right.
Sure.
I think it's very important that that information is being brought out. And I was wondering, Naima, do you think that would help you to have that report?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I'd like to write that down again. I got a pen. Can you repeat that for me?
Yeah, we're going to break, and we'll be right back. And can you stay on for a minute, Mike?
Sure, I'll be happy to.
Okay.
I have another question, too.
Yeah, sure, please. We'll be right back after this break, 800-313-9443.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing how to protect your wealth against this.